You have a yearning to be fulfilled. And that yearning will not go away till you are. No matter how many distractions you place in front of you, you will not be able to forget that inner thirst that surfaces again and again and again and again. How strong is the want of that one drop to meet back with the ocean? How strong? How strong? That little drop really just became steam, floated up, condensed, became a cloud, traversed thousands and thousands and thousands of miles, fell, and some of it fell in places where it froze. Ah, froze. Now it's trapped, right? Or is it? Nope. Like a glacier. Have you seen a glacier? Have you heard of a glacier? It moves like a river, very slowly, but it moves. And all those drops that are caught in that glacier, even though they are frozen, they're moving. And where are they going? To meet once again from that source that is the ocean. When you begin to address that want, that dynamics of that drop that wants to join the ocean and nothing will hold it back, then you begin to understand what peace is all about. That you, too, are a part of that that is everywhere. And to join it, to want it, to be with it, the desire is so prevalent that when that process is not happening, that is what creates the deficit, the lack of peace. That's what creates the lack of peace. And when that process is happening, then peace is there. Peace doesn't need to be manufactured. Peace doesn't need to be created. Peace doesn't need to be transported. Peace doesn't have to come from anywhere else. Every single human being on the face of this earth has peace. Because one of the most beautiful gifts that peace brings is joy. And it is joy that fills every part of a human being.